is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Can you see, Ron, the Colin Kaepernick $20 million demand for playing in the AAF? Can you see that? Because it's so unrealistic, and it seems kind of silly to make that kind of demand in a league that can't afford it. So why even bring that up? If that's what people are reporting, and that's accurate, can you see that hurting Kaepernick to the people that support Kaepernick? Not the people that don't, because the people that don't care. They're already in the negative camp anyway. But the people that are sympathetic to him, could it hurt his reputation amongst them, where they're like, wow, that seems out of line to ask a league like that for $20 million?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Because
I don't think
it's
a good look.
It's those on-the-fence guys that, you know, it's like, I'm not really big on the, you starting the whole kneeling thing, but I totally respect and understand what your agenda is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's those guys. And the problem that you come up with now is like, but you had an opportunity to play to further your agenda, albeit, in a much smaller league, but it is televised.
Yeah. And even if, yeah, exactly. Like, listen, and also too, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. But imagine if you were an accountant, right? And you were making $150,000 a year, whatever you make. And, a smaller company in your hometown could offer you a job, but it's like a mom and pop place and they really could use an accountant. And they said, would you consider working for us? And you were like, yeah, for $300,000, knowing they don't even make $300,000. That seems like a jerkish thing to do, right? To say your fee is much more than they have in value. Like the polite answer, Colin, is no, I'd rather not. Thank you very much. Like, I didn't see Tebow's report saying Tebow demanded $50 million, even though Tebow would guarantee ratings and ticket sales in Orlando would go through the roof. Are you kidding me? But Tebow, I don't hear reports of Tebow going, yeah, I'll do it for $30 million. Like, why would Kaepernick's camp ask for money they know the league doesn't have? The league doesn't have $20 million to pay him. If you don't want to do it, just say no. But I think he should have done it. I think he should have done it. Because the argument that is going against him, look, I'm on the fence. I didn't like the kneeling of the anthem. I think there's a better way to get your message across, even if it's important. I believed at the time, and I believe I'm right, that his message is lost by what he is protesting. That message is being lost by because of the protest. Right? Nobody who is even talking about the things he wants to have discussed. Instead, they're talking about him and how he disrespected the anthem. There's a better way to do it. I urged him at the time to do it in a better way, that this is going to be so divisive that the message is going to get lost. If that was the goal, great, more power to you. But I am sympathetic to his plight about not getting into the league. Do I believe there's collusion? Yes, I do. Do I think he has a case? Yes, I do. This league is constantly looking for quarterbacks, and the idea that he can't play at this level is absolutely insane. If you're a team and you don't want to bring him aboard because he's polarizing, great, that's fine. But to say that he can't play the position well, and listen, there are political pundits on the right side of this issue, meaning left-right politics, not right is incorrect, but that are on the right side of this issue, who keep making this erroneous argument, right? Like, I hear it a lot from guys who don't talk about sports on a daily basis, saying like, people are saying that Colin Kaepernick can't play in the NFL because there's protests. But in reality, if you just look at some of the statistics, it's not about statistics. If it was about statistics, half of the guys that keep getting jobs in this league would never see a helmet again. And you know that. It's not about statistics. It is about the fact that they don't want the headache. And if all of these teams got together and agreed that they didn't want the headache, then that's collusion and he'll win. It's tough to prove, but he's going to win. But when you have guys like me who say, hey, look, I don't agree with the protest. I'd like to have a conversation about your message, but that's not the way to do it. And I'm sympathetic to you not getting a job. And then you come out and take a league like this and basically insult it by asking for a monetary figure that they can't give you. in response to them asking if you'd like to join? I think it's a jerk move. I think it's a jerkish thing to do. And that makes me see you in a little bit of a different light. Listen, if you don't want to play in the league, you don't have to play in the league. That's fine. But there's plenty of people who do and will take the $250,000 over 3 years, non-guaranteed, because this is all the league has. You're not playing football. Would you like to play football? Would you like to show people you can play football? Then play in the AAF.
Yeah. What better way to prove that you're being colluded against than to be a star?
Go be a star. Exactly.
I mean, I know it's not the NFL. I know it's, the football is vastly different.
Oh, sure.
Different.
No doubt. No doubt.
But if you are, if you're showing yourself to be competitive, halfway decent with, the weapons that you have out there, and you're able to showcase your talents, then you have a stronger case for being, for the NFL colluding against you. Because listen, we've argued that the NFL is colluding against you based on the fact that Nathan Peterman kept getting starting gigs. All of us across the nation, every sports pundit across the nation has been a huge Kaepernick supporter, because every single time we see a team, sign a player that has no business being signed, we are right there, championing his cause. Like, yes, he is being colluded against. You mean to tell me that Colin can't play this position, and yet they give it out to, some no-name we've never even heard of?
Yeah, and listen, Tebow and Kaepernick are in the same boat, right? Is that their name and their draw power is going to mean more to the league than they'll get out of the league.
Yep.
But the reality of it is, here, Tebow, listen, I don't know if Tebow's asked for $1 million, way, way, way more, and they turned it down, and that just hasn't been reported. Remember, this isn't a public thing that Kaepernick has done. This is just being sources have come out and said they have told the league this. My point isn't that Kaepernick would benefit. Of course he'd benefit the league. Absolutely. He's bigger than the league. There's no question about that. But the reality of it is that the league can't afford him. So what he did is he priced out the league the second he said $20 million, when the way you would go about this is say, no, thank you. No, thank you. You don't have to insult the league by putting out a dollar figure that they can't afford. They can't afford it. Okay, they can't afford it.
I mean, an entire team's payroll might be $20 million.
Look, I'm looking at the travel, and I don't know how they're going to afford it. Okay, I don't know how they're going to afford, like, when you send Birmingham, the team, a whole football team to San Diego for one football game. How are you going to afford it? Where are you getting that kind of money from? That television contract better be great, and it better be very, very wealthy. So, yeah. Yes, absolutely. If Kaepernick had joined this league, he's bigger than this league. He would generate income, but he wouldn't generate $20 million worth of income.
No, but he would generate buzz that the AAF needs. Maybe down the road it leads to more money. Maybe down the road it leads to a sponsor who's willing to take him on and say, you know what? Yes, I will sponsor you for being the face of AAF.
Right.
And,
exactly.
And bottom line is that why wouldn't you want to do this just to further your cause? The reason why you got blackballed out of the league, because right now you don't have a platform. The only time you have a platform now is when someone like Nathan Peterman gets signed by another team. We're going, why can't you do Colin?
I completely agree.
But we're not talking about his cause. We're talking about him being colluded against. We're not talking about why he's being colluded against. We're just saying he's being colluded. So there's collusion to keep him out of the league.
If this is true, if indeed this is true, and his, because again, it's not being public. He's not publicly stating this. His camp isn't publicly stating this. He is just going, this is going by sources. But if this is true, I just think this is a bad look. This is, again, just say no, thank you. Now, again, Tebow's camp may have said, yeah, Tebow will do it for $30 million. And they went, nah, and no one ever reported that. But again, you're looking at this league and saying, pay me amount of money you can't pay, and then let me show you my value to what your value is. It's kind of a jerkish move if indeed that is the case. If indeed it is true. And I got to preface that because we don't know. It might be. It might not be.